Oh my God. Can it be the dude? Come on in, man. Get in here. Come on, give me a hug. Oh my God, you're freezing. You were an absolute madman. The weather ain't playing out here today. I heard on the news that it's gonna be snowing tomorrow. Guess that was a massive lie, wasn't it? You should have probably stayed home, to be honest. It's getting dangerous out there. Don't need you to get hurt because of me. Yeah, I know I told you to come over here for movie night, but we could have easily done this online like usual. You guys typically don't even listen to me. You're so hard-headed, you know that? How about this? We just watch one bad horror movie, then you make your way back home, alright? But if the snow gets worse out there while we're watching, you stay here with me. Deal? Alright, make your way to the couch. Stay there. I want to get your favorite snacks. I got some Snickers for myself. I'm so glad to meet you physically for the first time instead of watching movies over Discord and the group server. Now we can legit have friendship time. So, it's my turn to pick out a movie tonight. Let's watch a classic, silly horror movie. How about Reanimator? It's about this creepy guy that makes a serum that can bring things back from the dead. You can already guess how it turns out. Shut up! You know how much I like these weird movies. Don't judge just yet. Hey, grab that blanket next to you and take off that coat. I'm freezing just looking at you. We need to warm you up. Can't cuddle with a frozen man. Of course I'm gonna cuddle you. That wasn't just an idle threat I was throwing your way on Discord. You're the one that's always talking about how overweight you are and flexing about how much of a good cuddler you are. So now's your time to prove it. Now you're shy about it, huh? Adorable. Come on, lift your arm. See? That wasn't so bad. Now you're feeling much warmer all of a sudden. You weren't lying. You are like a massive teddy bear. You're like a pillow. I love laying on your stomach like this. I could really dig sleeping like this. Why that weird face, nerd? Oh, you know I'm the last person that minds weight. It's a known fact. Actually, I really love husky men for some reason I can't fully understand. Especially guys that are built like golems. Like a human Baymax. They seem so strong. It's a bit embarrassing to admit to you, but I guess I just really, really love overweight men. And laying on you, having your arms wrapped around me, almost smothering me into you, just makes me feel safe. It's very hard for me to explain. I know you're not much of a fan of your weight, and I can understand that you want to get healthy and think it'll help you be seen as attractive to others. But just know that there's women out there, such as myself, that think you're plenty attractive as is. I know the hot trend now is that thick women are all that in a bag of chips, which just annoys the hell out of me that it had to become popular for it to become accepted. But we can't forget about our thick men, too. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Remember this, my man. Guess I spent enough time babbling on to you about weight. We should probably start watching this movie before the next Ice Age begins. Last thing you'd want is to get stuck here with me. Pass me the remote, yeah? Now why are you staring at me like that? Did something come out of my mouth that wasn't a blatant fact? Mm-hmm. Hey. Hold your horses, my bear. We have plenty of time to do that. We have a movie to watch first and snacks to eat. You'll be able to focus, but I should probably move my face away from your lower abdomen. No complaints. All of your focus needs to be on the movie. And I don't need to be tempted. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not the only one hoping that we get snowed in now, right? I'm glad you decided to come after all. Let's start the movie. Stop. Come on, dude. I should have never told you what was on my mind. You refuse to let me start this movie. You've become the keeper of the remote. All right, look. Hypothetically, do you have anything important to do tomorrow if we don't get snowed in? Any work? Anywhere you need to be? Okay, follow-up question. Do you want to watch this movie tomorrow? I'll take that tugging on my shirt as a yes. Lift me up, my special teddy bear. Oh no, the lights turned off. That's no good. Looks like the world really doesn't want us to watch this movie anytime soon. Come on, let me up. We will legit freeze if we stay in this living room. The temperature's already dropping. Don't you feel it? Oh, don't be so defiant. I haven't forgotten about you. Maybe we can move this to my bedroom. We can keep each other warm by exploring every sensitive spot we have. How does that sound? How do you feel about being kissed down your neck? How about having your nipples licked? Or maybe we should take a shower before the hot water's gone. Oh, the possibilities are endless. I can feel how hard you are. And that look of impatience on you is amplified. Oh, so forceful. Something finally snapped in you. Tell me, what do you want to do? Do you want me against this wall or on the floor? You know I like teasing people no matter the situation. Am I trying your patience? Ah, my bear's getting aggressive. I'm so scared. What will you do with me? Then what? Until I scream, huh? I'd like that. I'd much rather ride you like the bear you are. You're strong enough to lift me? I'm in trouble now, huh? That's what I get for stalling for so long. It was entirely worth it. My room is right over there. We should hurry before the hot water's gone, don't you think? Mm-hmm.